Srimad Bhagavatam 8:3:13. Kshetrajnaya Namastubhyam Sarvadhyakshaya Sakshine Purushaya Atma Moolaya Moola Prakrutaye Namaha. So, Gajendra, after talking about the various incarnations that have manifested at various times throughout history, now talks about the incarnation, the manifestation of the Lord that always stays with us. That manifestation is the manifestation of the super soul. The super soul is Kshetrajnaya Namastubhyam. So I offer obeisances to you, O Lord, who is the Kshetrajna. You know the whole Kshetra. The body is considered a Kshetra in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And the Atma is a local Kshetrajna, the knower of one Kshetrajna. But the Paramatma is the knower of all Kshetras. Kshetrajnaya Namastubhyam, I offer obeisances to you. And to differentiate clearly, immediately I say that he is not referring to the soul by pointing out Sarvadhyakshaya Sakshine. You are Sarvadhyaksha. You are not just an observer of my body, knower of my body. You are not me because you are Sarvadhyaksha. You are the Adhyaksha, the controller, the supervisor of everyone and everything in all of existence. This clearly refers to Krishna, who in 9.10 says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Adhyakshena Prakritihi. The whole nature is working under me. And you are Sakshine, you are the witness in the heart who is observing. So you are the overseer, you are the witness. And then he talks about how you are also the origin, Purushaya Atma Moolaya. You are the Supreme Person, the Purusha, who is Atma Moolaya. You are the source of everything, the Moola, the root of everything. And then, Moola Prakrutaye Namaha. You are the root of Prakriti also. So, now Prakriti has these two. Prakriti is considered female, and as contrasted that Prakriti, there is Pradhan. Purusha Prakriti. So now, actually, Pradhan is also Prakriti, but it is Prakriti in an unmanifested form. So that is also female, but it is in an unmanifested, unactive form, unstimulated. So actually, both of them, Moola Prakritaye Namaha means, both of them are ultimately activated by you, and they come from you. So basically, by talking about these two attributes, how you are the source and the supervisor of everything, he is saying that things are not out of your control, my dear Lord. Everything is in your control. And even when now I am in a big crisis, by knowing that you are observing, I can be assured that whatever is happening is a part of your plan. Although nothing makes sense to me, and I am on the verge of death, but knowing that you are Sakshine, you are observing this, and you have a plan for me, I am hopeful. I am waiting to understand your plan so that I can play my role in it. So please, Namaha, I offer my obeisances to you so that you will rescue me, not just from this crocodile, but rescue me from the ignorance that prevents me from playing the role in this plan that you want me to play. So, nothing is out of your control. When this crocodile is attacking me, it is not outside your plan. You are Sarvadhyakshaya. So, my dear Lord, I accept you as the Adhyaksha of my heart and I seek your guidance so that I will know how you want me to act in such a situation. So, when we remember like this, the Lord is Sarvadhyakshaya. Many times, one of the biggest distractors in our meditation is the uncontrollable and anxiety-inducing situations in our life, which we feel we need to do something practical to deal with. And chanting often doesn't seem to be practical. But when we remember that those situations are also under Krishna's control, He is Sakshine, He is Sarvadhyakshaya, and He has a plan. So then, chanting becomes the most important thing to do, because by chanting we are connecting with Krishna, so that he will be able to, so that we will let him guide us, the Dhami Buddhi Yogam Tam, of how he wants us to act. So by meditating on how Krishna is the controller of everything, we can motivate our chanting, recognizing that it is not disconnected from the rest of our life, but it is connected to that supreme reality who is connected to everything in our life, and indeed everything in all of creation. Thank you, Krishna. Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.